Anybody tell me what we've been learning about so far? So we've been doing a series, so on the comments there, let us know if you remember what we have been teaching on. So, yep.
All we're right. Waiting. No, I'm joking.
Okay, so the life of faith, living life of faith. That's what we've been teaching on. So our main scripture has been Hebrews 10:38.
Yeah.
And it says, now the just shall live by faith. If we're supposed to live by faith, then we need to learn how to live by faith. So that's what we've been teaching on.
Yeah, amen. So. But if any man draw back the rest of it, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
So that means it's pretty serious. The Lord wants us to know how to live by faith. We need to know that so we can live by faith.
We have to live by faith in every single area of our life. Amen. Yeah. You want to go ahead and pray? We'll get started.
All right. Amen. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you that it will go out and it will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that it was sent to do. Thank you, Father God, that it will reach everyone right now, wherever they are. And I thank you, Jesus, that they will see you as the hope and the answer to their life and to their eternity, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we're just looking at each other, so I guess I'll start. Faith and corresponding action. That's what we're going to be talking about today. You can go ahead and turn over to James 2:17. James chapter 2. You want me to read it? You want to read it?
How about you read it first, and then I'm going to go over some different translations, too.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So it says, James 2:17, it says, even so faith, amen, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Amen.
Okay, so another translation, we have the NIV. Now, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
That is good.
Yes, amen. Also amplified. So too, faith, if it does not have works to back it up, is by itself dead, inoperative and ineffective.
Amen. It's ineffective. If it doesn't have the works to back it up.
Yeah.
Amen. That's excellent. That's really good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Works equals corresponding action, correct?
Yes.
Amen.
So that's what works is. It's corresponding. We don't want to think of works as somehow you're working to get to heaven or, you know, works like that. No, these are just outward expressions of what you believe in your heart.
Inward witness.
This is a corresponding action to what you believe.
Yeah. Amen.
So when you truly believe something in your heart, your actions will line up to your beliefs.
Yeah, they will.
All right. So there was a time
I
thought
I had the mic on. Did y'all see that? Okay, thank you. That went down the wrong pipe.
How is our sound, by the way? Have we finally fixed the sound?
Sounds good.
It's doing really good. Yay,
amen.
We got there. Okay, we're excited about the sound. Hopefully everybody can hear us this time. Okay, so let's see. All right, so I was trying to think of a funny example of what this would look like in our life.
Yes.
And I remember the time when we were believing God for a boat.
Yes.
And we decided, we read some scriptures. We are going to believe God for a boat.
Yeah.
So we got in our bathing suits.
Yeah.
And we sat on the bed.
Yep.
And we drove a boat.
We played like we was in a boat.
Yeah,
we
so we were trying to, how can we have outward expression of something that we don't have yet? So we did. We were like, we want a boat. We're going to get on our bathing suits. We sat on our bed, and we were, I don't want to use the word pretending because that's not what it was. This was, by faith, we were seeing something like we talked last week about that when we're, doing that kind of thing. But we were seeing ourselves driving a boat.
Yeah.
So amen. That's what we were doing. We're getting that in our head and out. So.
It might sound silly, but, sometimes you just got to do something different, Instead of doing the same thing over, do something different. Get outside of your little comfort zone. Think outside the box,
Yes.
Follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Just do what he says. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right.
But, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, we felt really stupid.
Yeah.
Not stupid, but silly. We felt mm-hmm. really silly. It's like, why are we doing? Why are we on our bed playing like we're in a boat in our bathing suit? Like she had her bikini on, I'm in my swim trunks, we're on the boat looking at each other like, all right, let's go. And we're sitting there playing like we're driving a boat. Amen.
Yeah. So
and the boat came to pass, by the way.
Yes, it did.
I got a boat and two jet skis for $700.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. The boat didn't run for 14 years, right? It just set. And the guy asked me how much to buy for. I won't go into that right now. But it sat for a while, and we drained the gas out of it,
mm-hmm.
cleaned up the spark plug, put a new battery on it, and started right up. Yep. Been running ever since.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
So.
That, you know, I mean, I'll take the silly over being proper.
Yeah.
Any day of the week, I will.
And another part to that story is you ran into this person that had that boat and those jet skis, yeah. and you had asked about it. You gave him your number and said, hey, if you ever wanted to sell the boat, here's my number. What was it, 2 years later?
Two or three years
later, out of nowhere, this person
texted me. Yeah. Was like, I don't know if you remember me or not, but I was working on a water leak, and he said, and you asked me if my father-in-law wanted to sell the boats. He's like, well, we're interested. I was like, all right. And we ended up going over there and getting them.
Yeah, so hallelujah. Anyways, yeah, hallelujah. So we're not just talking Amen. About this, that we really live this, and we want you guys to live this. We're all, you know, practicing this. We're learning this. We're doing this in our life, and we are going to get those things that the Lord needs to come to pass. Amen?
Brother Hagin talked about, even with us, if we feel like we're getting a cold or something like that, next time, if symptoms ever try to hit your body, come on your body of a cold or whatever, mm-hmm. just do a test. That way you know for yourself. You know, I've had that come on me before and been like, oh, let's see what happens. So I'll just lay in bed. You know, I don't feel good. I'd be in bed all day or the next day. But if I got up not mm-hmm. feeling the best and just still going, no, I'm the healed. I
yes.
am the healed.
Yes.
Well, the symptoms were gone within a few
mm-hmm.
hours.
Mm-hmm.
A few hours.
Mm-hmm.
See, your faith's got to have action with it.
Yes.
But if we just lay around, you know, trying to say, oh, yeah, I'm healed, but, oh, how are you feeling? I don't feel good. You know, I'm sick. Well, it's got the wrong actions now.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the corresponding mm-hmm. actions that you need.
Mm-mm.
Amen. We need to make sure we're flipping that around and saying, no, I am the healed.
Yes.
This was all dealt with whenever Jesus was nailed to the cross and
yes.
beat. If he bore it, I don't need to bear it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
Amen.
Point in it. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to walk in victory every
yes.
single day. I don't have to deal with this sickness. I'm not saying sickness doesn't ever try to come on our body,
mm-hmm.
but we just command it to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, we do. Okay, let's look at an example. Let's go to James 2:23. Okay, James 2:23. Did we already read this one? Okay,
no.
Nope. All right. So we're already in James 2. So James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God.
Yeah.
In verse 24, you see then that a man is justified by his works and not by faith only.
Amen. Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty strong word right there. Not
yeah.
by faith only. We can't just do this by just, you know, saying it over and over. We actually have to have works to this. We have to have corresponding action.
Actions with the faith.
With this.
With our faith. Yeah.
That's good. That is really good.
Amen.
Okay. Do you
want to
go
for that? Genesis 22. We'll turn over there. What I was saying about Brother Hagin, y'all know he was bedfast before his 16th birthday, and whenever he ended up getting up out of bed, he weighed, I think, 90 pounds, and he was 6'1", something like that, and I think he ended up weighing 90 pounds or 115 pounds, just skin and bones, right? And he was weak, and the teachers told him, look, we know you've been on the bed of sickness all year. For a year, you know, we know you're weak. If you ever get tired, we're not going to say nothing. Just go sit down in a classroom, you know, in the homeroom, and relax, drink some water, do whatever you need to do. That's fine. We'll understand. And so he you know, he would get tired, obviously, because he's not, you know, he physically wasn't there where he was a year before because he's been bedfast for a year, right?
Yeah.
And so he said there came a time whenever he started being like, hey, you know, I am kind of tired. I'm going to sit in here. And whenever he started doing that, the symptoms started coming back stronger and stronger.
Mm.
But whenever he'd say, no, I'm fine, and he'd just continue to go, he said the symptoms would leave. But whenever he'd be like, no, I need to, yeah, I'll go relax for a minute, he said the symptoms would get stronger. And then people would ask him, you know, you need a ride home? You don't look too good. Mm. And so he started telling them, yeah, I do. You know, I don't feel that good. And he almost went back to being bedfast. And that's when the Holy Ghost was helping him. He's like, look what you're doing. Look what you're saying, right?
Mm.
And so finally, he realized it by the help of the Holy Ghost. And then one day he was walking home, and the lady was like, oh, you okay? You know, Hagen, or I guess his name was Kenneth then. He's a little kid. You okay? You need a ride home? He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. She's like, you sure? Because you just don't look good at all. He's like, no, I'm fine. And he said it felt like he walked uphill all the way home. Not all the way, but most of the way. But he said that, but during that walk, there came a time when it broke and it didn't come back on him ever since then.
Amen.
Amen. So he just continued to go on. You know, it's not, I don't want to say it's hard, but it is easy. It is, if we just stay persistent with it. I guess that's what I'm going for.
Yes.
Staying persistent with it. Just staying and going. Not coming back or falling back or giving up or anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a runner has that, they say, the second wind, you know. They just continue to push and run harder. Why? Because they don't want to lose. They're not wanting to draw back. Nobody gets in a race to come in second. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you do, that's weird.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in a race to be first. They push themselves. They want to be the first one. They don't want to allow anything to stop them or to push them back. They just continue to go. And that's how we need to be.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
With our faith walk.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to Genesis 22.
22, yeah.
And we're going to look at Abraham. Do you want me to read this?
Go ahead.
Okay. Genesis 22, we're just going to start at verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. And he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. And Pastor Ricky has preached this also. Abraham didn't wait. He didn't sleep until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
He rose up early. He was expecting. He was excited. He was ready to do what God had told him to do.
Yeah, he wasn't lackadaisical with it. God said, hey, get up and go this way. And so it even says in the scripture, it says that Abraham rose early.
Rose early.
He didn't take his time about it. Mm-hmm. He didn't hit the snooze. He didn't. He probably didn't stay up all night.
Mm-hmm.
He probably went to bed early knowing that tomorrow I'm getting up early and I'm going to do what God's asked me to do.
Mm.
Amen. We need to be like that.
Yes, we do.
We need to be just to the point. God said to do this, I'm doing this. And not allow any distractions or anything to block us from doing what he told us to do. Amen.
That's so good. Okay, verse 5. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you.
Yeah.
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. And there came the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now, the end of the story there is that the angel stopped Abraham.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. But we wanted to point out some things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, sorry. I just wanted to point out some things right here. Is Abraham spoke by faith. So back here in verse 5, is he said, we will come back to you.
Yeah. We, not I.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, I'll come back. He said, we mm-hmm. will, as in him and Isaac.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And it's interesting to think that this is not the first time that Isaac went with his father to worship.
Yeah.
So we need to be showing our own children and our own families how to worship God.
Yeah. How to follow God.
Yeah.
Do what God asks. And, you know, like she was saying at the end of the, towards at the end right there, it says that, you know, the angel called out to him and said, hey, Abraham, don't kill him. And he said, look over there, and there's a ram stuck in a mm-hmm. thicket. Correct? Amen.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he would have woke up late or whatever, if that ram would have been there.
Yeah. That's a good thought.
It is. It's a good point.
It's
something to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to miss your provision? If you wait, if you don't do what God has told you to do in the time and the manner that he wants you to do it, are you going to miss your provision?
Yeah.
So, good thought.
Amen.
All right, let's go back to James 2. Let's go back to James 2. All right, James 2, 18 and 20. And Pastor Ricky just read this a second ago, but I want to kind of, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so it says, James 2, 18, but someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
Amen.
What do you think that means? I mean, that's kind of back and forth. It's, you know, what does that mean?
What does it mean? You tell me what does
it mean? Oh, okay. Well, basically, it means that I will show you my faith. So to show your faith means that you have to have some kind of outward corresponding action, outward action to what you're believing.
Yeah.
So he says, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works. That means you can't see it,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't, you're saying it, but there's nothing to that. And I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?
Yeah, amen.
So we have to have this corresponding action. We have to have these outward works of what we're believing in our heart.
Amen. You want to turn over to Luke 17 now.
All right, Luke 17:11. Want me to read this?
I'll read it.
Okay.
And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of the Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there he met 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. To 17.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Yeah, so there's kind of a lot happening right here.
Yes.
So first off, these lepers heard that Jesus was going to be coming down that way. So someone had to tell them about Jesus and what Jesus was doing, that Jesus healed people. So those people, that faith got built up on the inside of them. And then they had action to go and try to go the way that Jesus was going to be.
Jesus, yeah.
And then it took courage and action to be able to speak forth, because when you are a leper, you weren't supposed to be in the community at all. So they had a little bit of distance, but you weren't even supposed to be around other people.
Yeah, it sounds like the woman with the issue of blood over Mark 4, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She kept saying within herself, if I just touch the garment, I'll be whole. And she had to go out into a crowd.
Yes, yeah.
And she, you know, she wasn't supposed to be out there. And Jairus, however you say his name.
Jairus, yeah.
Yes, he was there, and he was a leader, you know, so he could have had her killed on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But her faith had actions behind it because she got out of her house to go touch Jesus' clothes, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's good. And it's interesting the words that they use here. They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
God's merciful.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
amen.
They must have thought in somewhere deep down inside that God had maybe punished them or something like that.
Right.
And we know that God's not like that.
No.
God is not trying to put sickness on us to punish us or anything else.
To teach us a lesson. God is a God of love.
Yes. Yes, he
amen.
Is. Yes, he is.
He's a dad. He's our dad.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, of course, God's going to have, you know, mercy on us. He's already given that mercy and grace for us.
Amen.
But this is what Jesus said. He said, go show yourself to the priests.
Yeah.
So back then, what they had to do was they had to go to the priest, and the priest would examine them to see if they were healed or not.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's another... Yeah. Corresponding action, there's another work that they had to do, was believe the word that Jesus said, right? And for us, it's believing the words that Jesus said.
Yeah.
And then doing them. So they had to believe the word that Jesus said. It wasn't some fancy prayer. It wasn't coming down and making mud in his hands and rubbing it on their body or anything else that they've maybe heard about Jesus. It's just a simple word saying, go and show yourselves to the priest.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that really mean? Maybe they were scared. Maybe they're like, go and show yourselves to the priest. You know, maybe they were scared of the priest. You know, that's kind of, but they didn't. They went and they did that. And it says, as they went, they were cleansed.
Yeah. Amen.
So as they went, they were cleansed. So it wasn't like right away. Maybe when they turned around, they're like, well, we still look the same. What's, you know, we have to go show ourselves to the priest now. No, as they went, they were cleansed so that healing took place.
Yeah, so it took a step by step.
Yes, it did.
You know, as they went, it doesn't mean they took one step and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They had to continue to walk it out, continue to move.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. And really, nowadays, if you're believing for healing for something, we go to the doctor, and the doctor is the one nowadays that gives us this, okay.
Bill of health, but we go to the word for it first. Amen.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, once we pray and different things and build up our faith and everything else, but we do. We do go to that person that, you know, almost like the priest when they saw and they got a bill of health from the priest. So we're not scared of doctors. We can go to doctors, and there's a very good place for doctors. And they're going to see the Word of God, and they're going to see this healing and be able to have it be ministered to them also. Be an
Amen.
Example of what God can do.
Yeah.
Glory to God. All right, so the one came back, and what's going on?
I'm just distracted.
We have our kids over here, and it's a little bit.
And I'm thrown off now. I'm trying to get back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So one of them came back and said thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and so when it says, okay, go ahead.
I wasn't saying, no, I was going to
let you. It says, you know, right there in verse, where was it at? It says, in verse 17, so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
Hmm.
So then one of them only came back to tell him thank you after they went to the priest.
Yeah.
But the leprosy, right? So it... Leprosy, what does leprosy do? It takes off
It eats
fingers,
away your body.
Nose. Mm-hmm. So they're probably walking around with the effects of it still, those 9. But one of them doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came back and gave gratitude, thanksgiving to God, to Jesus, saying thank you. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. What was that? Psalms?
Well, I didn't write it down, but
I forgot.
You talked about it this last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
Which was wonderful.
I think it was Psalms. I have to look it up.
Yeah, you'd have to look it up real quick. But yes, and really in verse 9 it says, Jesus said, arise, go thy way, your faith has made you whole.
Yeah. Amen.
Your faith has made you whole. So yes, they had the effects of this, you know, flesh-eating disease, losing an ear, losing a finger, you know, places on their body that were distorted from this disease. And the one that came back and said, thank you, he was made whole.
Amen.
Meaning his ears came back, his fingers came back.
It was Psalms 100. Psalms 100, that's where it's at.
Amen. Enter his courts
with thanksgiving.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. His courts with praise.
Amen.
So we need to be thankful, because once we're thankful, it enters us into that, you know, first area, and then the praise will get us into the courts.
Yeah.
And that's where
we corresponding action. Now, we can talk about that for a little bit. You know, Peter in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Well, they didn't catch anything, so they're out washing their nets, right?
Oh, okay.
They didn't have any fish or nothing. Him and his family been a fisherman all their whole life. And they've been fishermen their whole life, right? And didn't catch anything. And Jesus is like, hey, push out into the deep. Let's go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I've been out all night. Jesus, why you want me to do that?
Yeah.
See, he had to have corresponding actions to the word of God.
Yes.
Because, see, the word told him to push out and go cast out his net.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word told him. Because Jesus is the word, right?
Yes.
And the word told him, push out. Go out. Let's push out. Let's go catch some fish. And so he had to have corresponding action with that. He had to get his boat, row out there, because I'm sure it wasn't right there where he was sitting. So they had to go out a little deeper. They threw out their net, and the boat almost sank. They had to call their partners to come help them.
Because of all the fish, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's an interesting thing, too. So why didn't he have his partners go off right offhand then?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, he obviously didn't have faith for him and his partners to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. So he saw the effects of Jesus' faith then as well,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Jesus was like, look, we're about to catch some fish. You're not ready, but I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Right? And so he threw out his net, started sinking. Partner, need some help. Right? So they came over, and they almost started sinking. That's a lot of fish.
Yeah.
The woman with the issue of blood, mm-hmm. you know, she had to leave her house.
Mm-hmm.
That's corresponding action. She didn't sit inside and complain and whine about it.
Mm-hmm.
Esther, she didn't whine about or Mordecai, her uncle, he didn't just whine about it. He said, look, something needs to be done. She said, all right, you get three people. I'll get my three servants. We'll pray, and then we'll do what God tells us to do.
Yeah.
So they had corresponding action. Mm-hmm. Samson, he had corresponding action. You know, he finally got his hair cut off, but in between the pillars, it said that he killed more in that one battle than he did his whole time.
Yeah.
In one time, he had a corresponding action, though. He said, God, just let that strength, that power, that anointing that was on me before
mm-hmm.
come back on me right now.
Yeah.
I don't care if I die, but I'm taking them out.
Yes.
Right? And so the anointing came back on him. The power of God, he pushed them pillars out, and more died in that one battle than any other battle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then he killed the whole time. And that's just corresponding actions. We could David, corresponding action with Goliath.
Everybody had corresponding action. Read the word.
I'm
read your Bible.
Keep talking about it.
I mean, everything, there's corresponding action. With anything, there's corresponding action.
There really is. David, he ran. He ran at Goliath. He
mm-hmm.
didn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think about it. He just said what he was going to do and went and did it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to think about it, because if he sat there and thought about it and meditated on that too long, he'd have talked himself out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was sure that God would back him up,
mm-hmm.
would help him. He was sure of it.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't have any doubt about it. He said,
mm-hmm.
why are all of y'all sitting around here afraid,
mm-hmm.
scared of this uncircumcised Philistine?
Yeah.
This guy that does not have a covenant with God, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
Why are y'all afraid of him?
Yeah.
The covenant's with y'all,
mm-hmm.
not with him, but you're allowing him to talk to you
mm-hmm.
like that? Not while I'm here.
Yeah.
I have the covenant of God on me. I have God's covenant. I'm going to go kill him. Well, here, try to take this equipment. I haven't trained with that equipment.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I've been using this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using the word of God. That's what I'm going to use. You're trying to give me something that I'm not skilled in.
Yeah.
This is what I'm skilled in. That's what David was telling him.
Yeah.
He said, take back all this. I'm not skilled in that. But this I've been training with when I was out with the sheep. Because that lion and the bear prayer came, but they didn't do nothing but die that day. Because they tried to take my sheep, but the anointing, that power of God came on me, and I killed them. And so why I try to take something that I'm not used to? I've trained with this. I'm going to use this. So I'll take all this back. Now I'm going to go kill him. I'll be back in a minute. Y'all come out of your caves. Y'all come watch this victory. And then after that, let's go slew everybody else, right? And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It was a corresponding action, though. Yeah. He ran at him and killed him.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, who are you? I'm going to kill you." "No, you ain't, son. Not today, Satan. You're about to die, and I'm going to feed your carcass to the birds right now."
Yeah.
And it's almost like they said that Goliath started laughing at him. And when because you know they have helmets. And so when he started laughing, I think they heard somebody say it's almost like his helmet came up a little bit, just enough. And even if that didn't happen, I'm sure the rock would have went right through it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, he still died.
Yes.
Still died.
Yeah.
Because he was using what he worked with every single day. That's another reason why we shouldn't just jump off on different deals. You should try this. Well, why? I'm not trained in that. I'm trained in this. This is what I've been doing every single day. Why jump off to something crazy now? Why do that? Stay with what you know.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Until you get, perfected in that and then move to that.
Yeah.
But it's a constant step. It's a constant progression.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's so good. So what are you believing God for? What are you standing in faith for? What's happening in your life with your family, with your job, with your finances, with your health? What are some things that you're believing God for? So those are the things that we need to be bringing before the Lord and start running toward and putting your corresponding action to those things.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
what is your corresponding action with that? So
Amen.
What is your scripture that you're standing upon for that?
Yeah.
So that's how you do it. What are you saying? Are you saying those things that are going to put faith to what you believe? What are you doing for those things that you believe? So this is how this all works, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there together. We're
going to
see
together.
Some amazing
Amen.
Things happen in your life.
It's a constant growth.
Yes,
Amen.
It is.
Just staying at feeding our faith.
Yes.
Feeding our faith daily.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to
went off again.
I was
go
just
going
to go right here. Okay, so let's go to one last scripture. Let's go there together. Let's go to 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
Amen.
And this is the victory,
victory
that has overcome the world.
Even.
Even
Amen.
Our faith.
Amen.
Our faith. The
Amen.
Faith that we are building up together as we read
Amen.
The word, as we listen to the word. We're building up our faith together to
together.
Overcome.
Together. Yes.
To overcome the world. Together to overcome the world.
Amen. The faith that we got a measure of the God kind of faith.
Yes.
The same faith God used to create this world.
Yes.
We have a measure of it.
Amen.
It's a bit. I said a bit.
Oh.
Of
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was saying now. We have a measure of it. It's up to us to grow it. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
It is. Hallelujah. So how about you pray to end?
All right. Well, Father God, we love you and thank you and
yes,
praise you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
For another opportunity to feed our faith,
yes,
Father
thank
God.
You.
I thank you, Father God, like Pastor Chelsea said, that this word will not come back to you void, Father
yes.
God, but it will do everything that you sent it out to do.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, we'll continue just to meditate on it. Continue to meditate on it day
yes.
and night, Father God. I thank you for it. In the mighty name,
of Jesus,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.